This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
On the count of three, everybody.
Wheel of Death!
He's a three-year-old boy from Parker, Colorado. He enjoys eating with his left hand. And
oh, my God. All right, so here's what happened.
He does.
Every once in a while, somebody famous dies. And like, okay, so somebody famous died.
Yeah.
And we're thinking to ourselves, did that person live a full life? Mm-hmm. Tina Turner died at 83.
83. She did.
That's a good life.
Great.
It's a long life. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was saying, if I was born and I got to spin a wheel and it ended up with 83 and said, you will live till 83. Do you want to take it or do you want to spin one more time? I would take 83 all day, every day for the rest of my life. I'd take it today. I'd take it the day I was born. I'd take it for my son. If I got to spin for him and he got 83, that's like
this
the perfect number.
This is the moment when we decided to go on the air with this because T-Hack in his brain allowed himself to kill his son. In a way, it was like he immediately went to, if there were a wheel in a hospital, because like in some sort of dystopian future, there's been movies like this, right, where you're like, oop, is your kid's one of the ones that gets to be...
Yeah, Gattaca.
Gattaca, right. Do they get to go up into the thing, or Elysium, I think, is kind of like that. Two, there's like where the good people are and where the like rest of us are.
They have weird names. All those weird future.
Yeah, it's all dystopian things.
Gattaca.
Well, because it's GATC, the things in the DNA.
I do remember that. We watched that movie in school.
Yeah, same.
Like in science
with
class.
With Ethan Hawke, right?
Yeah, we did.
And he faked his DNA to get into
Jude
the other
Law.
Group.
Yeah.
Jude Law was the guy who did have the good DNA.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big cast.
It's a good movie. I wish I could remember even one little part.
It's what I remember most from science class was Gattaca.
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Like, he's so dreamy. I want to be a scientist now.
So the question is like, there's so much. Would everybody in this room be willing to say they'd spin the wheel? Like, if we, like...
Yeah, you have to.
It's just part of being born, or it's like, but it's like,
I mean,
if
because,
it got implemented today, then newborn babies would have to spin it, or whatever, you'd spin it in, but like, Steve, at his age, would have to spin it, and if it was like, you're dead tomorrow, then you're dead tomorrow. Like,
yeah, tomorrow, or 80,
or spin again.
I would get one more.
Well, here's the thing, we all already are spinning it, we just don't get to know. Like, we all already did spin this wheel. Like, I feel like we need some pot or something, but to get real deep, it's like we all have an expiration date at some point. We don't know when it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's 83 or above for me.
But you don't... But not everybody gets to hit their... Like, I don't want to get... Dude, did we all smoke pot already? Like, I'm thinking to myself, there's a dude who was just in the news who probably had, like, let's say he had a 78 expiration date. Then he saw a family of ducks and decided to try to help him across the road, and his expiration date got changed.
That's right.
Or do you think his expiration date was always
that
date? And like, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's fate or if you can choose your own destiny. I don't know. That's a great question.
It's a weird thing, because what a tragic...
There's
a picture of him, like, herding ducks, and then moments later, he gets...
Hit by a car.
Like, a car just careening by a young man whose life is also probably...
Does this mean,
forever.
But what happened to the ducks?
I think the ducks are okay.
I don't know, actually.
Nobody knows the answer to that story!
So his legacy was that he saved the ducks. So he did... Yeah.
But he left... family behind.
See, I'd like to think that everyone is given a to-do list, and then once you cross everything of like who you're supposed to meet, who you're supposed to inspire, that's when you move on.
So is that why Steve is an introvert who does nothing ever?
He's got to get out more.
I want to spin something here. Let's spin.
No, but you're not crossing anything off your to-do list, so you're never going to die. Yeah. Probably why you never got COVID.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'll get to it.
But I want to die.
Steve's going to live to be like 190. Because you haven't done anything.
Like, you just have to get the mail. That's all you got to do.
Dude, those are the years where all you do is sit around and crap your pants and some stranger
gets
a white
people. So start doing stuff then.
Okay.
Well, so Steve had a good number, I think, because he said, what if you spun it and you got 63?
That, to me, that's like a wheelhouse number.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Would you spin again?
I don't know, because obviously you could get 80, you could get 90, so a good number, but you could get 22 or right. something. You know, like, I mean, or I guess if I'm currently 32, so I would have to get 33 and above, okay. but I could get 33. You know, so I don't know if I would take the 63 or spin again.
63
or buy a vowel. I don't know how the rules work.
Because I'm picturing that, but here's what I'm saying. In my, okay, my mathematical brain wants to solve this for all of us.
Okay.
So the average lifespan, what is it, 70-something?
Sure.
For women, I think. And
yeah, I thought like 82 or something,
I
maybe.
I think it's come down. I think COVID knocked it down a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's 78 or something.
69.8 for men, 74.9 for women.
Dang.
Is that true?
Is that the world or?
World.
Yeah.
United States, I bet, is higher.
That came down pretty, wow.
My parents are mid to upper 80s.
U.S. Wow. is 77.28.
Wow, okay. So 83, you're getting five bonus years
bonus,
in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the thing about it is, like, and I hate saying the words kill your child, but I'm going to keep saying it. Like, I think the way to really look at it is, like, if you're doing it for somebody else.
Yes.
Like, or you like, you just picture you're choosing somebody else's fate. Like, if we spin Leo's wheel.
Okay.
Okay.
And it came up 63. I don't know, man. I'd spin that again for him.
Would you? I don't know. I think I would take it because that's
14 short.
Wait, he's three now.
He's 14 short of life expectency.
True, but that's to me that's 60 years.
But you could spin it, and he could get 12, and then we'd be like,
yeah.
How many respins do you get?
I would come over the table at that point. Then
you only get one.
You get one respin.
But you get an extra respin as if you agree to die after you get that last spin. So another for you're spinning for your child.
So if you're spinning for your.
For your kid.
What, are you making these rules up on the spot? Because this is a killer game.
Pat Sajak is interested.
That's a really interesting. So it'd be like if he spun Leo's on the second time,
yep.
risked the 63 and got 12.
He gets one more spin, but then he has to die.
Then you're dead right then. You'd have to spin again.
I would have to, yeah. I would have to.
As a parent, your job is
to. Well, then he could get 10 and then also not a dad.
But here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's a wheel with 77 slots or 90 slots on it. I think it's a wheel with infinite slots on it. And like 50% of them are 77. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're weighted.
Okay.
Not a lot of people die at 12. So then maybe there's four. It's like the Wheel of Fortune board. There's money, 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 trip. Money, money, bankruptcy. Money, 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 free spin. Money, 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 bankruptcy. Like, there's only two bankruptcies on the board.
Oh, that's
true.
There's
only, like, a few 12s on the board. So, like, you spin again, and he's probably going to get... The odds are heavier that he's going to get a number 70 and above.
That's true.
Yeah, I do like the idea of the weighted wheel. That helps me sleep a little better, I think.
Okay.
So it's not even a wheel. It's more of like a Blackhawk slot machine. So there's just an infinite number, and it just knows going...
Okay.
It's like the whammy thing where it's like big bucks, no whammies.
And Leo's like, I'll take the showroom.
What number would you
take?
The weird thing about this room is like Aaron, I feel like, wants it to be now. Like you, anytime.
Yeah, I'm either like, I could make it to 100 or like take me out right now.
Anytime something bad is happening, like there's a potential fire in the building, she's like, I'll stay. You're like, yes, what? No, get out. Get out. Like, I don't know what I want my number to be.
And that's wicked. Can I spin for everybody, including your kids?
No, because I know how you play at the casino. You're loose, pretty loosey-goosey.
No deal!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.